بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا وبالقرآن العظيم دستورا وإماما بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. Alhamdulillah wa shukru lillah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another opportunity this afternoon to listen to the recitation from the glorious Qur'an al-Kareem. And we take this opportunity and we thank our sound engineer, that is Maulana Naeem. We say Jazakallah khairan to Maulana Naeem, as well as to you, the esteemed listener of Radio Islam International, joining us this afternoon. Well, we've just heard the news then, but that was pertaining to Gauteng and so on. Right now, we are right here at the studios in Durban, in Overport, KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa, and right here in Overport and in the Durban and surrounding areas, there has been lightning, there has been thunder, it's raining, it's quite cold, so not only the jerseys, but jerseys and jackets and also umbrellas, that's what's currently happening right now. We ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'ah, may this rain be beneficial for each and every one of us. Yes, indeed, this is the hour we listen to the Quranic recitation. Our very esteemed guest that's going to be joining us telephonically all the way from Cape Town. And we say Jazakallah khairan to Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin for coordinating the Qurra, especially the Qurra from Cape Town. The reciter that's going to be joining us shortly, a brief profile, is still the reciter is going to be Qari Abdul Karim Samai, and he's studied maqamat under the very well-known Sheikh Ismail Lont from Cape Town. He's recited the Qur'an al-Kareem to Sheikh Muhammad Philander, currently furthering his studies in Tajweed and Qira'ah at Al-Tanzil. And that's the institute headed by Maulana Salim Ghaibi, also very, very well-known, not only in Cape Town, but they're known internationally as well. Sheikh Ismail Lont, Maulana Salim Ghaibi, as well as many others. And also he teaches Tajweed at Shukrul Mubin Masjid on Monday evenings. And that's the very, very brief profile. He's also recited Qira'ah at a competition in Malaysia in 2016. And became second in an Iqra competition in 2017 as well. So that is very, very brief, the profile of Qari Abdul Karim Samai, who's going to be starting off this afternoon's program with the Qira'ah. Thereafter, it's going to be the break, and after the break, we'll be in the company of Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah from the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town. Sheikh is going to be taking us through Surah Al-Nas for this afternoon. Last week, we went through Surah Al-Fatiha, and this afternoon, it's going to be Surah Al-Nas to assist us to ensure that we are reading correctly, where we are stopping, where we're supposed to be continuing, and so on. Much later in the program. And it's been after some time because we've had many interviews, but today we will continue with the Ulum al-Quran segment by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Sahib Hafizahullah as well, and that will take us right until the end of the program. Well, besides the weather-wise, it's also right now here in Durban, it's load shedding is back, but alhamdulillah, we're fortunate at the Radio Islam studios that alhamdulillah, if, you know, with the technology available, alhamdulillah, that we can actually be present and broadcast the program from here. Right now, we take this opportunity and we welcome Qari Abdul Karim onto this afternoon's program. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah, Sheikh. We hope that you're doing well and all well in Cape Town.
Alhamdulillah, we're very well. It's very cold with the winter and the rain, but alhamdulillah, we're very well. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, inshaAllah. Sheikh, we're looking forward to your recitation this afternoon. And once again, we say Jazakallah khairan for accepting our invitation. And we hope, inshaAllah, that many more times Sheikh will also be joining us on the program. Sheikh may begin with the Qira'ah.
Afwan, inshaAllah.
Ameen.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. هو الله الذي لا شهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة. هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله العظيم.
International to have Sheikh joining us on the Qira'ah, and Sheikh, we hope that you do join us in future as well, inshallah. Sheikh, JazakAllah. A pleasure, Sheikh. Shukran, take care. A pleasure. That was Qari Abdul Karim Samai from Cape Town with that beautiful Qira'ah from Surah Hashr, the ending ayat as well. That's where Sheikh had ended with his recitation with the Asma'ul Husna. And very quickly, just going through it, the beautiful recitation. Sheikh has studied the maqamat under the very well-known Sheikh Ismail Lont from Cape Town, and has also recited the Qur'ani Karim to Sheikh Muhammad Philander from Cape Town, currently furthering his studies in Tajweed and Qira'ah at Al-Tanzil, headed by Maulana Salim Ghaibi from Cape Town, also teaches Tajweed at Shukrul Mubin Masjid on Monday evenings. And Alhamdulillah, Sheikh had participated in the Qira'ah competition in Malaysia in 2016 and also excelled in the Iqra'ah competition held in Cape Town in 2017 and attained second position. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, indeed, truly blessed, absolutely beautiful recitation. Well, time-wise, that brings us now to 14:20 this afternoon. It's time for a short break, and after the break, immediately after the break, it's going to be time for our lessons, and we'll be in the company of Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah from the Imam Shatibi Institute. Last week, Sheikh had taken us to Surah Al-Fatiha. We will request Sheikh perhaps just to recite the Surah Al-Fatiha. So every week, inshallah, that especially the Surah Al-Fatiha, which is recited in Salah, in every rakat of Salah, that we ensure that that is most accurately recited in Salah as well as memorized. But that's after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this afternoon's program. Alhamdulillah, we've heard the Qira'ah by our very esteemed Qari from Cape Town, Sheikh Abdul Karim Samai. And we'll take this opportunity to thank our very esteemed Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah for coordinating the Qira'ah of, you know, for us, especially on Radio Islam International. Well, last week, Sheikh had taken us through Surah Al-Fatiha. Doha, and I think it's absolutely important for each and every one of us. Some of us may have learned Surah Al-Fatiha, may have been many, many years ago. No matter how long ago it was, it's never, ever too late for us to correct our recitation, keeping in mind that no day goes by without the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, no Salah without a Surah Al-Fatiha. So indeed, Shaykh, we will request Shaykh to take us through Surah Al-Fatiha just as a revision. And the Surah for today is going to be Surah number 114, and that is going to be Surah An-Nas. Once again, these are the chapters, these are the short Surahs that are recited daily by the majority of us. We'll find Surah An-Nas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Ikhlas, and as well as maybe many other shorter Surahs, Surah Al-Kawthar, Surah Al-Asr. So inshallah, but Shaykh is going to be taking us through, and remember, it's an opportunity for us. All it requires is just some attention. Let's hope that you have the Mus'haf or the Qur'an Kareem in front of you that you can actually follow. Have a pencil as well, especially students. We all are students of Qur'an Kareem, and no one can ever say that, you know what, we have now mastered Qur'an Kareem. It's always a reminder, always a refresher. So to all, let's look at these surahs. In the month of Ramadan, we've been through from Surah Al-Fatiha right until Surah An-Nas, all the 114 surahs from the Qur'an Kareem. This gives us an opportunity now, and these are the blessed months leading to Hajj as well, that let's focus on the Qur'an Kareem. Shaykh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Shaykh, once again we say Jazakallah Khairan for joining us on the program. We hope that Shaykh is keeping well. We've been looking forward to Shaykh joining us once again, and to the esteemed list of Radio Islam internationally, locally, nationally, globally, wherever that you may be. Our esteemed Shaykh is the director, the Amir of the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town. And alhamdulillah, I think now the Shaykh needs absolutely no introduction, as Shaykh's recitation has already introduced Shaykh. So Shaykh is going to be taking us through the shorter chapters of the Qur'an Kareem. Shaykh, just one request that we have, that every week, inshallah, perhaps just take us through Surah Al-Fatiha as well, to ensure that our Surah Al-Fatiha, as well as other parts of the Quran, but especially Surah Al-Fatiha, is going to be of the highest standard of tajweed, of recitation, of pronunciation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Nabiyyina Mustafa Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين الظاهرين وبعد. Alhamdulillah, as the Honorable Sheikh Hussein has mentioned, we read this verse, and these verses, the surah, every single day. And we remind ourselves that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that there is no salah without Surah Al-Fatiha. So what we have to do is understand how to read Surah Al-Fatiha correctly, and therefore we will be recapping inshaAllah. We have said last week that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim will be read according to your madhab of fiqh if you read it out loud. However, know how to read it, so we'll start doing inshaAllah. In Salah, we said that the isti'ala or ta'awud when reading A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, this will not be read jahran, so it will not be read out loud. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim will be according to your madhab of fiqh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We said that the word Allah preceded by a kasra will remain empty. The ruling is, if the word Allah is preceded by a kasra, it's empty. If it is preceded by a fatha or dhamma, it will be full. However, in this case, it will be empty. The shadda indicates that there should be some sort of emphasis. So we do not say Bismillah, we say Bismillahi, Bismillahir Rahman, Ar-Rahman. We said that the lam of Al will fall away, or the sound thereof will fall away, because of the fact that it is followed by one of the sun letters. And this is the Ra. The Ra will then take Shadda, will penetrate directly into it, and we read, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Similarly, with the next, Ar-Rahim. We said the mad at the end, or the elongation, the school that we are doing, can either be 2 vows, 4 vows, or 6 vows, because it is the month of the temporary sukun. When it is in its original form, it has a kasra, ar-rahimi. Because of stopping, we do not stop by pronouncing this kasra. He then can place a temporary sukun, enabling us to stop. You are allowed to pull this 2, 4, or 6 vowel count. Remember, if we choose one length, let us try our best to keep it consistent throughout the recitation, inshallah. Many times we find we read it as short as possible, and when we come to the end, we will say, one of Bali. And we extend one of Bali much longer than it should be, and this is incorrect. We now move to the next verse, Alhamdu. The lamb of Al in this case is four. It is clear because of the fact that it is followed by a ha. And a ha is one of the letters of the moon, which is meaning imhar or clarity will be made with the lamb. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi. The ra holding a fatha is four. The ba'ali should be emphasized because of the shadda. Shadda indicates there are two letters that are the same, one holding a sukun and one holding a haraka. Al-alameen, once again, the lamb of al is clear. The ayn originates from the throat. So very important not to say al-alameen. Al-alameen. Al-Rahmanir-Rahim. Al-Rahmanir-Rahim. Once again, the ra's holding shadda will penetrate into it and the sound of al falls away. Maliki yawmiddin. Maliki, even though we don't find an alif, understand that this is a magic. Sometimes we hear maliki. Maliki is an authentic recitation. However, when we are reading hafs, as we read in South Africa and 90% of the world, we read maliki yawmiddin. As well, the dal, followed by al, or the lamb of ta'arif, the definite lamb, this means that we will penetrate in, and the sound of lamb falls away. Iyaka, iyaka, do not say iyaka, no iyaka. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. We have said last week, when starting this, Hamzatul Wasl will take a kasra, ihdina. When going through, and it's very important to know how to go through, and which haraka, the focus of the haraka that is on the last, or the vowel that is on the last letter. So if we were to go through, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'inu ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. And we started, we have reminded ourselves not to read this alif or the mad on ihdina with fullness because preparing for the fad. It should remain empty. We once again go straight into the fad holding a shadda, the lamb of al fell away. The ra is full. The far should be full, and al-mustaqim, the mean, following the lamb, means that we read the lamb of ta'arif, or the lamb of al, with clarity. Al-mustaqim, we focus on the far holding a kasra. This is a full letter, it is written. However, because of the kasra, this is the weakest form of fullness. So we do not say al-mustaqim, we read al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم سكية read the thought correctly. Many times we read, we hear sit as if it is a sin. Yes, there are authentic narrations that read with a sin, but as we read house from Aasim, we read the thought with fullness. صراط الذين أنعمت أي همزة followed by the noon ساكن and then the عين. The همزة originates from the bottom part of the throat closest to the teeth and the عين in the center. So we read أنعمت without overemphasizing the noon ساكن أنعمت. Let's include it. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم عليهم in it's عليهم. This is insert علي. This is known as the صفة of lean and in the ها هو بنكسرة عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم. المغضوب once again the lean following the lamb of al, so the lamb of al is here. المغضوب the غين originates from the upper part of the throat closest to the mouth. المغضوب the God. Very important not to make it sound as a dal. المغضوب originating the side of the tongue touching the molars and premolars. المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. We will go straight into the God. Lamb unfortunately this mud is known as the madlazi. We will extend this as necessary mud, and this is 6 vowel count, and we emphasize on the lamb, or the shadda, and if there are 2 lambs, and once again, the mud on lean, we will have to follow the ruling that we have chosen for our mud of the 10 30s to form. And we have to endeavor, each and every one of us, to read the surah correctly. I will recap the entire surah, and you read with me, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
MashaAllah, Sheikh, that was absolutely beautiful. Jazakallah khair for that. Sheikh, today, kindly introduce the new surah that we need to learn for today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We now move on to Surah An-Nas. Surah An-Nas, as our respectable Sheikh Hussain has mentioned, the 114th chapter of the Holy Quran, it was revealed in Mecca al-Mukarramah, it is known as a Surah Makkiyah, revealed in Mecca, and it contains 6 verses. Once again, while reading Salah, for example, we are reading this Surah, after Surah Al-Fatiha, as a short Surah, saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you will follow the ruling regarding your madhab of fiqh. We start off by قُلْ أَعُوذُ. A very important point to focus on here is once again the word أَعُوذُ. The hamza is followed by an عين. These 2 first letters, one at the bottom, one in the center, we have to make clear. So we go to قُلْ أَعُوذُ. قُلْ أَعُوذُ. قُلْ أَعُوذُ. The land, this is known as one of the حُرُوفُ اللَّسَوِيَّةِ, meaning the 3 letters that we should be really careful when reading them, as they originate from the same مَخْرَج. This is the ذَال, the ظَا, and the ثَا. And also, to ensure that you do not say أَعُوذُ, as if it is a ذَا. This changes also the meaning, and this is known as a lahmul jalid, where we change the meaning from I seek refuge to I want. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. We read the باهُ بن كسرة, then followed by the رَا, holding a فَتْحَة, this will be 4. The باهُ بن شَدَّة, the كسرة, we will emphasize بِرَبِّ, instead of بِرَبِّ, بِرَبِّ. Then we find the word al-nas. The word, the al is followed by a noon holding a shadda. This means that the sound of al will go away, it will penetrate into the noon. The noon holding shadda means that we read that with ghunna emphasizing. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. You emphasize this with two vowel sounds. The mad year, remember, we have said not of a temporary, we should put it, so we choose either two or four vowels or six vowels. However, when going through, understand that this holds a kasra. Then the mad only holds two vowels. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. Make sure you read the two kasras with clarity. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. Once again, the noon of النَّاسِ. May shadda will entail us or require us to read the ghunna emphasizing the two vowel sounds. Ilahi nas. The mad on ilah is only for two vowel sounds in the case of us continuing and we are. Ilahi nas. He reads straight in to the noon, the lamb. Of Al falls away. Ilahi nas. We find the noon starting in min, followed by a sheen. This is one of the letters of Al-Ikhfa, so we have to conceal it. We conceal the sound of noon, and we do not say min sharri. We read min sharri without our tongue touching the makhraj of the noon, so that there is no clarity. Imam al-Asqalani has beautifully explained to us exactly where the tongue should be. The tongue should be basically in limbo. Min sharri, sharri, the rahu bin ishadda holding a kasra, this rahu will be read empty. We do not say min sharri, sharri, this is full. The Ra is one of the letters that are sometimes full and sometimes empty. In the case of the holding a kasra, it is empty. مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. الْوَسْوَاسِ, the lamb of Al-Fasi, will be read with clarity because it is followed by a waw. Our next waw holding a fatha, followed by an alif madiya. الْوَسْوَاسِ. This mad is only for two vowel sounds, and al-khannas, similarly, you will read min sharri al-waswasi al-khannas. The lamb of al will be clear because it's followed by a kha. The noon holding a shatta will penetrate, will emphasize with ghunna for two vowel sounds. Al-ladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri al-nas. We start this with a fatha. Al-ladhi, only two vowel sounds on the mad of al-ladhi. Yuwaswisu, make sure to read the vowels with clarity, originating from the lips. Yuwaswisu, see, only two vowel sounds on that mad. Sudurinnas. Once again, the mad on sudur, only two vowel sounds. The vowel holding a kasra will be empty. صدور الناس. The word الناس follows what we have previously. من الجنة والناس. الجنة, the lamb of Al is here. The noon, you will once again read with غنة and Poseidon for two vowel counts, as well as الناس والناس. The word الناس, we have covered the ruling previously, so we read with firstly, the lamb, the sound of the lamb falls away, and the ghunna on the noon. I will now read the entire surah. Read with me, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah khair, Sheikh. That was indeed absolutely beautiful recitation. And while Sheikh was reciting, Sheikh, last night there was one of our teacher of the Qur'an-i Kareem, very well known here by the name of Maulana Qari Faizur Rahman Sahib, who had passed away. We ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him Jannatul Firdaus, who had served at many institutions as an imam here in Pietermaritzburg, as well as in Durban, in Benoni, and quite a few other places. And Sheikh, we request you to make a dua for all those that we have lost, especially those who have been in the service of the Qur'an-i Kareem and serving the communities as well, be it the doctors, whoever it may have been. Sheikh, we need a special dua from you.
Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the peace, Jannat al-Firdaus, Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyina Mustafa Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لأهل القبور من المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات يا مولانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وأسرهم في الجنة وروحهم في الجنة وأدخلهم في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاتهم واحفظهم مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. اللهم اجعل قبرهم روضة من رياض الجنان ولا تجعل قبرهم حفرة من حفر النيران برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
I mean, JazakAllah khairan, Sheikh, and once again we say shukran to Sheikh for joining us this afternoon, and inshallah we look forward to many, many more segments. Do remember us in esteem du'as, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that two du'as are not rejected, du'as when the azan is being called and du'a while it is raining, and here we have rain right now in Durban, in surrounding areas, and I'm not too sure about the weather in Cape Town as well.
We have nice rainy weather, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
We ask Allah to make the rain as a form of mercy for us, ameen.
Ameen. Sheikh, JazakAllah khair. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin from the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town joining us on the program. And today the lesson was a recap of Surah Al-Fatiha, and the new lesson was Surah Al-Nas, already 1448. And the final segment is the Ulum Al-Quran segment, and that is presented by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Sahib. Unfortunately, in the past 3 weeks or so, 3 to 4 weeks, we've had many interviews and time did not permit for us to air that, but alhamdulillah, we are ready for that segment today. Well, that brings us already to 1450. The final segment on this afternoon's program is the Ulum al-Quran segment presented by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Sahib, Hafizahullah.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wal Aqibatu lil Muttaqeen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Habibina, ala Mawlana, وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Was discussing the science of Ulum al-Quran, it is very important to understand the history of this science that evolved from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it is misunderstood that the science of Ulum al-Quran evolved in later years after the Sahaba and after the Tabi'in. Of course, it might not have been given the title as a separate science on its own, but the science of Ulum al-Quran, like all sciences of Islam, the knowledge of Ulum al-Quran initiated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Because when the companions and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to know anything concerning any concept that they did not understand in the Quran and about the Quran, they would immediately refer the matter to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that what is the implication, what is the understanding of this particular verse or that particular verse. So the verse was revealed in the language they understood. But that particular verse had its own references to certain matters, so that the Sahaba would go directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask that, we have understood this verse, but sometimes they would say, to what reference is this verse making to? To whom is the reference of this particular verse? So such was the enthusiasm and the interest of the companions in seeking this knowledge, that they were able to not only explain any verse in the Quran, but also give its history and also give the cause of its revelation. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that, I swear by Allah, besides whom there is no other God than Allah, there is no surah in the Quran except that I know where it was revealed, and there is not a single verse in the Quran except that I know the reason behind its revelation. If there were any person that knew more about the Quran than I did, and it was possible for me to reach him, I would ride on a camel towards him to get his knowledge. This was the interest and this was the enthusiasm of the Sahaba, not only knowing the revelation of the verse of the Quran and that meaning of the Quran, but they wanted to know that what was the purpose of this revelation? Why was it revealed? Where was it revealed? So here Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and likewise Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib once told his students that, ask me, for I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing that you will ask me except that I will answer you. Ask me concerning the book of Allah, for I swear by Allah, there is not a single verse in the Quran except that I know whether it was revealed at night or during the day, or on a mountain or on a plain. So there were several such Sahaba and companions who were famous for the knowledge of the Quran. Among them was the Khulafa'i Rashidin, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, as we mentioned, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala an, Zayd ibn Thabit, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, Abdullah ibn Zubair, and even Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an. All these Sahaba were famous scholars, not only about the words of the Quran, but several sciences related to the verse. I'm just trying to explain that how historically this science evolved. The generation that came after the companions, the successors, the Tabi'in, studied also eagerly under the wise guardianship of the Sahaba and the companions. These students also took over their predecessors' responsibilities and pass this knowledge faithfully to the next generation. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas' student, Sa'id ibn Jubair, who passed away in the year 95 Hijri, Mujahid ibn Jabal, Ikrama al-Barbari, Ta'uz ibn Kaysan, were the famous students and scholars of Makkah al-Mukarramah. These were the students of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas. Then Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b's students, Zayd ibn Aslam, Abu al-Aliya, Muhammad ibn Ka'b, were the famous teachers of Madinah al-Munawwara, who studied under the Sahaba of Medina, especially the Sahaba we just mentioned, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then again, there were great scholars who taught in different parts of the world. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud left behind his great legacy in Iraq, for example. Hazrat Alqama ibn Qais, Masruq ibn Ajda, and Hassan al-Basri, these type of scholars. These three places, that is Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara, and Kufa, were the leading centers of all the sciences of Islam, including tafsir and including ulum al-Quran. So what we must understand, that the knowledge of the Quran was passed on by the trustworthy scholars of the Ummah, who protected it from the alteration of the heretics, the false claims of the liars, and the false interpretation of the ignorant people. So we've seen a chain of connection between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, and the Tabi'in and scholars. Inshallah, we will still discuss a little to the reference of the history of the evolving of the science of Ulum al-Quran, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the discourse by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Saib on the Ulum al-Quran. And that brings us now to the end of this afternoon's program. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Maulana Naeem for his assistance as the sound engineer, assisting us in coordinating the program from Johannesburg to Cape Town to Durban. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, it is only through Allah's mercy and blessings that we're able to do so. And to the esteemed guest on the program, that was Qari Abdul Karim Samai from Cape Town, as well as Sheikh Munir Satardeen from the Imam Shatibi Institute, and Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Saib as well. And to you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International, until next time, we say fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.